Welcome to The Inspired Wave. This is the podcast and community for conscious female leaders and founders who are ready to enjoy more peace and prosperity in their business while creating more inspired impact in the lives they're here to serve, who are ready to fully step into their leadership and live their life's purpose with confidence and passion. I'm your host, CJ Rivard. And with over 30 years in leadership and business, I blend tactical strategies with the art of intuition, the science of energetics, and the magic that happens when we create empowered relationships and take aligned action, all to help women get out of hustle mode, thrive, and really fall in love with what they do. If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider sharing it and leaving us a 5-star review. It really will make a huge difference in helping others find the podcast and allows us to inspire and impact more lives. Welcome to the show. We are always creating or manifesting something. The question is, are you creating what you want in your life and business? If you're taking action and your big vision is still eluding you, I invite you to really lean into this episode today. We're going to be talking about the 3 top mistakes that people make, and at least one of these will be keeping you from your goals. For our purpose today, I'm going to assume that you're already in action, because that should go without saying. And if you're trying to manifest something without taking action, I did a recent podcast on this regarding manifesting myths, and we'll link to that in the show notes. I encourage you to check that out after this episode. And if you're in action and you've been persistent in attempting to move towards your big goal and you don't feel like you're making the progress that you really should be making, there are going to be 3 common mistakes that come up and will keep you stuck. And you want to find out which of these is true for you. All right. So the first one is that you're not actually taking the most aligned actions to move you forward. What do I mean by this? It seems like it makes sense, right? But it's so easy as business leaders to get really busy and not be doing the really most important, most aligned things that are going to move us toward that goal. It's very easy to just stay busy. So there's a lot of experts out there as well that'll be willing to tell you what you should be doing, and they don't actually know what's right for you. They know what worked for them, what could work for thousands of other people, but they don't know you, your business, and your top goal like you do. So if you're not making progress, I encourage you to really check in with yourself on this topic first, because the actions you're taking have to be the most aligned for your goal and you right now to move you forward, right now at this time in your business. Based on where your business currently is, what your customers want, as well as the time and resources that you have to be able to allocate. You know, we all have limited resources. So as an example, if you're just starting a business, your most aligned actions right now are probably going to look very different from a business in a similar industry that's much larger and established. The systems and strategies that you consider right now have to be aligned right now. And probably, or more likely, they're going to evolve over time as your business grows. So this can't be a one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter approach ever at any time in your business. Even when you're an established business, your goals may be different from other people in your industry that you're seeing what they're doing. So this is why your intuition is going to be your best tool for ensuring that you're focused where you need to be right now. So things you may want to consider are, what's your risk tolerance? You know, what you and your business can take on right now could be very different from someone else. What are your existing resources that you can allocate, both between you, your time, your money, your team? And what are your skill sets? You get the idea. All right. So number two, once you've determined that your actions are, in fact, the most appropriate and aligned at this time, the next question you want to ask, this is a good one, you ready? Are my actions adequate? Meaning, are you taking enough action in the areas that are really going to move the needle? Because again, I'm not saying that you're not busy, but this is a really important thing to look at. Where is your time being allocated when you're busy? And are you as focused as you can be on the things that will really move the needle towards your goal? So there's two areas that you want to explore here, and this is really going to involve some honest reflection, because, you know, you may not want to look at it for a couple of reasons. So the two areas you want to look at are you and your team, or the team that perhaps it's time to hire and you've been avoiding. So let's start with you. You want to honestly reflect on your focus and productivity throughout the day. You only have limited time. So I encourage you to spend a couple of days tracking your time and seeing where your focus and attention is going and how much you're actually accomplishing. And you can do this by just every 15 minutes writing down what you did, you know, what you spent your time on. And you'll be able to tell if there's some gaps there where you're getting distracted and could be a little more productive. And just from the simple act of tracking your time, you'll probably find that your day was more productive. I know that's always worked for me. If I have to really dig in and start tracking, there will be less distractions, I promise you. And distractions are all around this. So you don't want to beat yourself up about this, but you do want to be aware, because you can't improve the situation if you're not aware of it. So if you find that there are some distractions pulling you in, then you can start managing them. If you find this is a problem area for you, you can explore some focus and time management techniques that will help. Then you want to look at your team. And is it time to hire more team members or differently skilled team members, because the ones you have aren't able to do what maybe your business is growing and needing done? Is everyone on your team as productive as you can reasonably expect? I'm not saying that you should be an unreasonable taskmaster, but you have to be honest and don't fall into people-pleasing because you like your team and you want them to like you. You're running a business, and if there are issues that are impacting your bottom line, you owe it to your business to address it, as well as the rest of the team if some are working harder than others. That's not fair and will distract from, you know, the integrity of your team and their ability to work together. So you really can't avoid these difficult topics. Now, you can, of course, address it diplomatically, but you don't want to avoid potential conflict when it's having a productivity issue or creating a productivity issue for your team. And putting it off will cost you money. So the third area, once you've determined that your actions are aligned and they are as productive as they can be, reasonable and aligned to your goal, and yet it still eludes you, you probably have a frequency misalignment. Now, I did a podcast on the energy of goal creation, which we'll link in the show notes if you would like to learn more about this. But the basic concept is that like attracts like. This is the law of attraction. And what we're talking about is frequency. You have to be a vibrational match for your goal, or you're not going to be able to create it. Or if you create it, you can't hold on to it. Your frequency has to be aligned at the same frequency of your goal or higher. And often, if we have a goal that is a next level up, and it's not something we've done yet, and it's a little bit of a stretch for us, frequently, your frequency will need to be higher to be able to create it. The goal frequency is higher than where you're currently at. So you want to check into all three of these areas. And the majority of the time, you're going to find at least one of these is the tripping point at play in your business. So the first step to fixing a dilemma like this is always awareness. Once you realize what's causing the stagnation in your business moving towards your goal, you can make a plan and start taking aligned action to adjust course and create that traction that you're looking for to creating your big vision. Thanks for listening. I so appreciate you being here. And if you've enjoyed the show, please consider taking a quick minute to leave us a 5-star review. It would go a long way toward others finding us. Make it a great day.